Last Friday, Joshua Perry, Deputy Director of Connecticut Legal Services, publicly addressed the case of two migrant children who were separated from their parents earlier this year.
What is critically important to remember is that Connecticut has a 9-year-old and a 14-year-old who were forcibly ripped from their parents. Their situation, like the situation of every vulnerable child, is unique, special, and important, and we need the government and the court to do the right thing.
On the same day, a federal judge in Connecticut announced that the Trump administration's policy violated the constitutional rights of those children. The judge also determined that the two children were suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder and ordered the government to propose a treatment plan for them. So what would a treatment plan look like, and is it even feasible? Dr. Alan Shapiro is the medical director and co-founder of Terra Firma, an organization that provides medical, mental health, and legal services to newly arrived immigrant children and families.
I have visited three family detention centers over the last few years, including one in Texas a couple of weeks ago. And what we found, and we put this in a paper called The Detention of Immigrant Children, published by Pediatrics, and became a policy statement for the Academy, we found that both medical care was quite inconsistent in the detention centers, but even more egregiously, the mental health services were very inadequate. And we found that children were not comfortable, families were not comfortable speaking to any mental health professionals that were there. And we were really concerned about the way children and their parents were receiving mental health services. They were not properly being screened. They weren't being screened in a formal way. They weren't receiving the proper interventions. And being in detention itself is a stressor, is traumatic for children and families. And so it's really impossible to give proper treatment while you're constantly being traumatized.
And I'm wondering if, you know, I've often heard talk about culturally competent healthcare and mental health care, and I'm sure that's a big stretch to get there from where we are. But can we assume that there are some cultural gaps in between the mental health services providers who probably want to help these children as best as they can and the children themselves who are either not, they're obviously not American citizens, they may not speak the language, they may have fear of these providers, no?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I would say the vast majority of families that we have worked with and that I've seen in the detention centers have never had access to mental health services. And now all of a sudden to get them by someone that's not even Spanish speaking or speaking their native language is just a big gap, which is why we say release into the community, not detention. Release into the community while they're waiting to have their case heard allows them to have access to a medical home, to adequate mental health services, to folks that are really trained to work with immigrant populations and can provide immigrant-friendly, competent, trauma-informed care.
So we know that the Trump administration signed an executive order basically undoing his previous policy of zero tolerance that sort of began this whole process of family separation. But now it seems like the administration is trying to at least going in the direction of detaining entire families. Is that better for children, for their entire family to be detained?
Listen, there was nothing more horrible, more inhumane than tearing a child away from their parent. And, you know, we have this construct called toxic stress. Toxic stress is when a person or child is exposed to prolonged stress and the hormones that the body releases when they're stressed, when they're in this very fearful situation. The longer that child is in that situation, the more harm those stress hormones are doing to the body and really affects the whole body, including brain development. And that is what we're so worried about. So children who are in prolonged stress, whether it's from separation or in detention, leads to acute and chronic medical problems. When a child doesn't have a loving caregiver to provide that buffer for them, that's when we start seeing really the bad effects of stress. So I think there's nothing we can really expect children to do. I mean, children will play, children will color, but we saw even in children who were in shelters for very short periods of time, regressive behaviors, bedwetting, hurting themselves. I saw one child chewing on his arm, another child who took his lariat and was pulling it on his neck like he wanted to kill himself. I mean, those were very common signs that we saw in children, really regressive behavior.
We're also seeing some families being reunited, and there have been many videos that come out about these reunions as they're happening. In some instances, they look very happy. In some instances, the children look sort of in a state of shock. Can you tell us a little bit about what you think happens after, at a mental health level, for these kids?
So I think it's really important for us to be able to say that what we have seen with child separation is government-sanctioned child endangerment. The American Academy of Pediatrics has even called this child abuse. So when you are removing a child from their family, it is very confusing for that child. And now when they're being reunited, sometimes after weeks, it's just a period of readjustment. It's like, what happened? Why have I been put in this situation? They don't comprehend it. They don't have the cognitive ability, the developmental ability to understand what's happening. So it takes a short period of adjustment to realize, oh, wait, I'm back with my parent. I'm back with the person that is supposed to keep me safe.
Is there the potential for long-term trauma?
Absolutely. And that is what we're most concerned about. Certainly the children that have been separated for a very long time, the longer those children are separated from the parents, the more endangerment we're causing them.
Dr. Alan Shapiro is the co-founder and medical director of Terra Firma. Dr. Shapiro, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.